Public News Service Monday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. A powerful storm system that tore across the U.S. in recent days is poised to move offshore this afternoon into the Atlantic, but in its wake are devastated communities across the states hit with violent tornadoes, wildfires, and dust storms spun off by the massive system. That from CNN. Missouri has the highest death toll on record with 12 fatalities, followed by Kansas with 8. Most of Alabama was severely impacted, and at least 3 died in the state. CNN notes recent layoffs at the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, coupled with potential cuts and drastic changes to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, has sparked widespread concern about the nation's ability to respond to severe weather and natural disasters. Meantime, thousands of farmers in Maine and across the country are waiting for $410 million in USDA payments after a federal funding freeze by the Trump administration.
The flow of grant funds from the Rural Energy for America program, or REAP, stopped in January and has left thousands of producers holding the bag with no date for when or if payments would be resumed. Kevin Levitt produces organic vegetables in West Gardner, Maine. He was days away from getting a $48,000 reimbursement for a solar energy project when Trump issued an executive order blocking the release of the funds.
We've kind of been hoping that funds would come through. It's getting to be over a month now. I mean, every day that passes, we lose faith in the money coming through.
Thus far, the USDA has only released about $20 million in paused contracts. Several states and interest groups have filed lawsuits to force the government to disburse the money. I'm Mark Richardson.
This story was produced with original reporting from Julia Tilton for the Daily Yonder. And as the Trump administration explores cuts to Medicaid and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, our Daniel Smith reports food insecurity in Pennsylvania could worsen.
SNAP provides financial assistance for food to approximately 2 million Pennsylvanians. John Kelly with the Bread Basket Pantry in northeastern Pennsylvania says they are already operating at full capacity and may struggle to meet the increased demand if reductions are implemented.
What is being talked about in our pantry is decreasing the amount of help we give to people, which none of us want to do.
This story was produced with original reporting from Anna Gustafson for the Pennsylvania Independent.
And what if your trash could be the key to a more sustainable wardrobe? Keep Orlando Beautiful is proving it's possible with its annual Trash to Trends initiative, where discarded materials, literal garbage, are transformed into stunning runway-worthy outfits. Madison Zathberry is coordinator of Keep Orlando Beautiful.
So every time you're washing something that's made out of spandex, nylon, polyester, little plastic fibers from that clothing is getting into your washing machine and ending up in the water reclamation stream.
The fashion industry is one of the largest polluters globally, responsible for 10% of global carbon emissions and nearly 20% of wastewater production. This is Public News Service. We head next to Ohio, where folks are seeing changes in their water infrastructure as cities work to replace lead service lines. That's a requirement that's under federal law, but concerns have risen over the materials that are being used for replacements.
Teresa McGrath with the group Habitable says while lead exposure poses significant health risks, she cautions against replacing these pipes with polyvinyl chloride due to its environmental and health implications.
It's important to get those lead pipes out. Let's prioritize that. But let's not make a regrettable substitution while we do that.
PVC production involves hazardous chemicals, including vinyl chloride, a known human carcinogen. However, PVC remains a popular choice because of its lower cost and ease of installation. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
Next to recent poll finds, voters in Virginia and around the country view union organizing efforts as widely beneficial to workers and are more supportive of clean energy projects that have strong labor protections.
The survey by the nonprofits Data for Progress and Blue Green Alliance shows more than 60% of respondents support companies taking a neutral stance if their employees decide whether to form a union. A similar percentage also says employers should be encouraged to sign a neutrality agreement. Danielle Dyseroth with Data for Progress says the poll found most people believe unions improve the workplace.
So our polling found that there was a pretty broad consensus in general that unionization helps workers secure better benefits, such as better health insurance and more paid time off, improve wages, improve worker safety.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are more than 200,000 union members in the Commonwealth. I'm Simone Perez.
Finally, in Wyoming, Electric Utility Pacific Corp's draft 2025 plan show a shift away from renewable energy.
One new law passed by the Wyoming legislature decreased the severance tax rate for surface coal from 6.5 to 6%, saving the industry about $10 million annually. A second creates a new fund, also $10 million, to support companies that pump carbon dioxide, a major greenhouse gas, into the ground in order to increase oil production. Emma Jones is the climate and energy organizer with the Sierra Club's Wyoming chapter.
What it's doing is providing an incentive for fossil fuel industries to continue to produce carbon dioxide. And what we've seen is that it's not increasing the number of jobs available for people, and it's not making energy cheaper.
Jones adds that in Wyoming, tax breaks and extra funding to fossil fuel companies come at a cost to state beneficiaries, such as education and public services. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations on your favorite podcast platform. Find our content and trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.